What's our rate of knots, quartermaster?
10 knots, sir.
Not bad in this sea. Hold your course, steady as she goes. Passage of the Tangmar. The story of a ship and its cargo of death.
After all, Dr. Lawler, though in a way the death of this man helped us all, you were there. You were in England at the time. It is a coincidence, isn't it?
I'd come up to the bridge for the 8 till 12 watch, relieving Captain Goddard, who'd brought us to sea. As I peered through the glass at the half-gale that we were bucking on our northeasterly course to Papeete, Tahiti, where the Tangmar would bunker, I didn't know that in the dining room, Dr. Martin Lawler had just informed his fellow passengers of the name of the missing beneficiary. I was thinking back to my talks with Colonel Hacking of 2 months before. Standing there, feeling the lift of the ship beneath my feet, it wouldn't have been hard to forget that I was Dirk Kendall of Interpol. Lee Blake, the American, had told me earlier that besides Major Challoner, Dr. Martin Lawler had been in England at the time of Slavin's death. But I was to find out later that the doctor hadn't attempted to hide the fact.
You do see what I mean, Doctor, don't you?
You've made yourself pretty clear, Miss Fedorov. Do you think I'd admit that I was in England if I'd anything to do with Slavin's death?
You might, if you were very clever.
My father and I must have been in England, too. Are you forgetting that?
Then that only makes it more interesting.
I don't like your implication, Miss Fedorov.
But I've said nothing. I've only pointed out that...
That the doctor and Miss Challoner's father both had good reasons for wanting Peter Slavin, if that's his name, out of the way. But aren't you forgetting something, miss? Under the terms of our Wherryman's will, we all have. The fewer of us to get to Savannah Lamar, the better for the rest of us.
You are so right, Mr. Miller. Where were you at the time?
In jail. I got the best alibi a man could have, with every copper in Sydney to back me up.
Just a moment. Isn't all this rather pointless? The police will find who killed Peter Slavin. It's not our job.
Surely, Doctor, they must have questioned you.
Why?
Once it was established that this dead man was a beneficiary.
When I said I was in England at the time, that's not strictly true. I was on the plane coming back. We'd just taken off. I read about it in the morning paper.
How very fortunate for you. Then it must have happened the night before you left.
Probably, yes. I was interested only because I read the report that Slavin was killed, oddly enough, just after his picture was published. The solicitors in Jamaica had been unable to contact him. It was none of my business. I had to get back to my practice. If you don't mind my asking, Miss Fedorov, why are you so anxious to pin this on me?
I'm not a bit anxious. But someone must have done it.
Someone undoubtedly did. But I don't think it was the doctor, and it certainly wasn't my father or myself. And if you don't mind, Miss Fedorov, I'd rather not talk about it anymore.
That goes for me, too. First you have a go at poor little Tuca, now the doc and Miss Challoner. We've got to spend a lot of time cooped up on this ship, you realize that? It isn't going to be very pleasant walking around accusing people of being murderers just because this poor bloke got himself bumped off.
I only want to make sure that I reach Jamaica alive. I'm sorry to have upset you. Good night. And, Doctor, should any of us become sick on this voyage, I think you had better see that we recover very quickly.
Please believe that we had no part in this, Dr. Lawler.
Oh, forget it, Miss Challoner. Well, I think I'll take a walk around the deck. Either of you care to join me?
Not me, Doc. When you've humped the blue as long as I have and you get a chance like this, you sit down. On this voyage, Ben Miller is going to be waited on, hand and foot.
I must get back to my father. He'll be waiting for me.
If you see that American bloke anywhere, Doc, tell him I'd like to see him. I knew some Yanks during the war. He might know of him.
Is that infernal American in the dining room, Sharon?
No, Father.
I don't trust that fellow. Coming aboard at the last moment is not right.
Only a captain like Goddard in command of a tub such as this would allow it. I shall continue to eat in my cabin.
But that's silly.
I don't think it's silly. Bad enough having to make this trip at all, but at least I don't have to make it in the company with a lot of riffraff.
Why do you automatically assume that the passengers who are going to Jamaica to share in Victor Wherryman's will are all right? We don't know anything about them, and...
I knew Wherryman. I know the type of person he'd leave his money to. Wherryman may have been eccentric, but he was a gentleman.
I've met the other passengers, Daddy.
Hmm? Something wrong with them? Is that what you're trying to say?
Of course not. But they're from every walk of life. There's Dr. Lawler.
English?
Yes, I think so.
That's all right, then. What about the others?
Miss Ilona Fedorov. She has an accent. European, I think. And I think Mr. Miller is Australian.
Australian? Pour me a drink, Sharon.
Daddy...
A stiff one.
But...
Sharon, I will decide when I wish to drink, and I wish to drink now. You will save us both a lot of unpleasantness if you remember. I did not bring you with me on this trip in order to change our relationship in the slightest. At least when I get my hands on this money, I'll be able to live like a gentleman again.
Here, Father.
Thank you.
Well, I think I'll go to my cabin, if you don't mind, Father. I'm very tired.
It's about time someone did something for me. The devil, it couldn't have happened years ago, I don't know.
Good night, Father.
Just a moment, my dear. I want to drink your health.
I'm very tired.
To you, Sharon Chaloner. 25 years old, with your life in front of you. My daughter. If you hadn't been born, my dear. My wife. My dearest Catherine would be traveling with me. Sleep well, Sharon. Sleep well.
Only another 2 hours, Quartermaster. We can turn in. Oh, I'm glad it's not us for the dog watch.
Well, you say that again, Mr. Kendall. Billings is the second mate. Do that one.
She rides it well, though.
Yeah, laid down in 1920s, you are, sir. And they were still building them to take to the sea.
Captain Goddard allow visitors on the bridge?
No, sir.
Well, then I'd better hop down the companionway and cut off Dr. Lawler. Looks as though he's heading this way.
What would a passenger want to be on deck at this time of night for? If it was me, I'd be in my bunk.
Harris, I'll only be a couple of minutes.
Okay, Mr. Kendall.
Nothing our junior officer likes better than having the bridge to himself, Mr. Kendall.
Fine.
Oh, well, sir. While I think of it, on this watch we don't ring the seven bells. Skipper don't approve.
Why not?
Well, there's a lot of old timers like that, sir. That was the time they started the mutiny on the Bounty, you know. Seven bells. 11:30. Superstition, I suppose. Anyway, we don't ring them.
Lawler! Dr. Lawler! I think you'd be safer below, Doctor, unless you feel like setting your own broken leg.
Yes, it is pretty rough, isn't it? As a matter of fact, I'm walking off my temper.
I thought you were heading for the bridge. Captain Goddard wouldn't approve.
Well, I was.
There's something wrong?
No, not really. But it's a little annoying, to say the least, on your first night at sea to be accused of murder.
What? Come back here, out of the wind.
Yes, I'm sorry to bother you on our first night out. I'd probably have thought better of it anyway.
The skipper's below, Doctor. If there's anything on your mind, you'd better tell me.
Well, we were talking at dinner, that's all, and the subject of the sixth beneficiary came up. I was the only one who knew his name.
You knew? How?
I read it in the paper, just after the plane that was bringing it back from England had taken off. Apparently, he'd been killed the night before.
Dr. Lawler, when you came aboard, didn't you say that this was the first holiday you'd had in years?
Have you ever attended a medical conference? No, I don't suppose you have. Well, I can assure you that for a doctor, it's a pretty solid grind. To be like you, taking a holiday and spending it, well, skippering a tug.
Yes, go on.
Oh, well, that's all, really, except that Miss Fedorov seemed to think that because I knew Slavin's name, and he was the chap who was killed, I must know something more. Stupid, really. That's all.
Well, I'm new to this berth, but I've heard enough already to know why you and the others are going to Jamaica. It's not unnatural for people to be a little edgy when there's £1 million involved.
No, I suppose not.
You say none of the others knew this man's name?
Well, they said they didn't. Of course, Tuca had just gone and the Major wasn't apt enough.
Well, I'd better get back to the bridge, Doctor. I wouldn't let it get you down.
No, it doesn't anymore. But I do wish Wherryman hadn't made that asinine ruling.
Ruling?
In his will. But any one of us who didn't arrive on the Tangmar loses his or her share of the estate. It seems to me we're going to be watching each other like hawks. Well, good night, Mr. Kendall.
I watched Dr. Martin Lawler edging his way along the sloping decks. And remembering Colonel Hacking's instructions, I found myself wondering if he was as straightforward as he obviously wanted me to believe. Or was he the killer I was searching for on this passage of the Tangmar?